let's talk about some music.
Dude, just go loose, man, you know, whatever, you can do it. Wait, are we on? Oh, shit. Hello! Welcome to Live with Lotion. I'm your host, Princilia Felched. Oh, wrong show? Shit. Go. One, two, go. Welcome to Storytime with Sweetie Bone, episode 5. I'm your host, Brown Svensson. On this one, Larry goes to special day camp. And let's hope he doesn't get touched and he doesn't die. That would be, those would be, you know, then we can maybe say it's a happy ending. This one's for Camp Greylock. I don't know why. This one's for you. I'm pooping books over here, folks. Let's do this. The bus is here. The bus is here, said Larry's mother. Larry took his camp day bag. He took his frowning bag. He took his lunch bag. He took a little bag of poopy.
Shh, don't tell nobody.
And he got the fuck out the door. Larry got on the bus. And he knows that. Quiet! He found a good seat. He was off to camp. Everybody on the bus sang, you seem to have that invisible touch, yeah. You reach right in and grab right hold of my butt. And then you said, if one of these bottles happens to fit, then we can say goodnight. Next. Every time I want to, I got to go right down, then we get the flu. Hey, don't you know, don't you want to go where I've got a little Tootsie rolling? Hey, now we're gonna get a little party going, but you don't expect it, though. Next, frumpin', keep your daddy bumpin' on that little munchkin munchkin. Hey, everyone, do you wanna grow your hair and eat some dairy later? Hey, municipal whisper, how you doing, sister? Let's get down and then I'll pop your blister. Next, 95 little babies gonna look me in the eye, but I said, nah, there's only 97, and I gotta get back to my fly. Girls, hey, I'm on the dipsy, and I wanna look you up and down, but I'm playing the cello, cause my name is Yo-Yama, and now I'm cool. We're at camp, said the bus counselor. Everybody off, take your stuff. Hey, you forgot your fanny pack and your dildo. Whoopsie. Larry found his group, and he found his counselor.
How you guys doing? My name's Fib, and I used to go here. Sure, you'll have a great time. Stay close to me. Some of the other guys could be a little weird, if you know what I mean.
Larry gave his lunch to the counselor.
Oh, thank you. Is this a gift?
No, can you put it away?
Thank you for the gift.
Counselor pulled out his chubby.
Oh, no.
Well, it's too late to go back now, folks.
What do we play first?
I don't know. What do you guys want to play?
Hey, everybody, now we're playing.
What are we going to play first?
Larry asked.
Anything that has to do with balls,
said the counselor.
Oh, balls, yeah! You, woo!
All the kids whined.
When are we going to go swimming?
Later,
said the counselor. Larry played soccer. I mean, if you can call it soccer, you're being super polite, but on this show, I'm not known for polite. I'm not known for polite, so I don't wear that kind of a t-shirt. They weren't playing soccer. They were fucking chasing a ball around a field. Nobody was on a team. This was like early civilization in a grass rectangle.
Oh, basketball now,
Larry whined.
But when do we go swimming?
Which one is it, dude?
What are we going to play next? Basketball, swimming, touching, dancing, ain't anything, anything you want.
I love basketball, said the counselor.
Larry played basketball. Again, same shit, except now it's on asphalt. Interestingly enough, I once saw a porno called Asphalt. It wasn't my fault, it was asphalt. Next page. We're just going to skip that page. It was time for lunch. Larry liked lunch. Ooh. Triple L. One letter off and we would have been in big trouble. Larry ate everything and he drank his Milky. Who doesn't love Milky? Raise hands. That's what I thought.
When do we go swimming? Larry asked.
Later. Put the fucking bologna in your mouth and start moving your teeth around. We're gonna be here all day. You know, back in high school, they used to call me Quincy Jones because I had all the hits.
After lunch, we pray. Who the fuck put you in charge, bro? Jesus? I guess I can't argue with that. Larry passed out. Hurry up, get behind him. No, we're not gonna do that again. Sorry. Just kidding. It's old news anyways. All the children's rolled out their little sleeping mats. Cause their bellies were full and now they're feeling sleepy. Gonna take a nap. Gonna get real creepy now. They rested until they heard,
it's time for swimming. Take off your panties.
Hey, hey, Larry yelled. Let's go, kids. Wish you.
Larry was the first one with all his clothes off.
Oh, no, you need to put your clothes back on. I'm not allowed to be around that.
I don't think anyone's allowed to be around that. Larry jumped into the pool.
Sayonara, motherfucking Mozart. What?
He made a big splash. Larry was a great swimmer. Now, this is actually true. This time, for some reason, soccer's not working. Basketball's not working. These motherfuckers are doing synchronized swimming up in here. To the whole album, Justin Timberlake's 2020 Experience. It's a sight to see. It's on YouTube at fucking brosdontswam.org. Orgy? Are you going to go to the orgy? He swam with his head out of the water. He swam with his head in the water. He floated on top of the water like Jesus Christ. He went under the water like a little hippopotamus. Hey, you got a lipple? It's a little nipple. And he raced even. They even raced. Dare I say they had race wars.
Let's play race wars.
Larry's the winner. Because he doesn't see color. Hooray for him.
Everybody out of the water. It's Frankie.
Frankie's coming. Get the fuck out. That's all it takes. I don't know why they're scared of me. Larry's counselor said,
it's time for some music.
Fuck yeah. See the
curtains hanging in the window. What is this? This is not millennial pop. Get it out.
I'm trying to set a vibe here, a mood. We've got the starlight glistening off the water. We've got all you children.
All right, we're going to cut it off there.
I want to go swimming.
You're in the water already.
But I want to go swimming in life, swimming through life, because I'm full of positive attitudes and futures looking bright.
All right, guys, the end. We'll just cut it off there. I don't know where it was going to go. Maybe there's a part two. Whatever. Well,
you know what? Hey, just be happy for each other and everything will be all right. Smoke a little fatty, dance a little tappy. You'll feel just fine. And none of that other shit matters. We do.
mysterious titties. Fuck my butt.